Welcome back. The pregame continues as we're about 15 minutes away from first pitch. Game number two on, yeah, we can call it a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. As you can probably hear over the microphone, the wind is blowing right now, pretty much straight out to right field, but we're looking for temperatures in the mid-60s under plenty of sunshine, and the Iowa Hawkeyes are going to go for two straight against Nebraska after last night's 4-3 win against the Cornhuskers to open up this weekend's three-game set. Being joined by Coach Dom right now. Coach, you talked about it. The guys should have been able to celebrate, feel good, but at the same time, you didn't want them feeling too good. There's still two more games left to go in this series.
No, that's exactly, you know, our track record here this year and even part of last year was we start to play a little bit good and we start feeling good and back off. And I want these guys hungry every day. And we didn't come here to win one game. We came here to win the, you know, number one goal is to win the series. And we got an opportunity to do that today. And, you know, I know Darren Erstad had some harsh comments for his players and trying to get them fired up. And they're going to come out after us. And, you know, so we need to be ready to go.
And we can get to Coach Erstad in a second, but really, Iowa just outplayed Nebraska last night. I mean, you hit the ball hard. They made some great defensive plays, but you kept the pressure on, finally got that one big inning. And I know you and I have talked about it. It's one thing to tack on or scratch out a run here or run there, but four runs in one inning, Mike McQuillan and Jake Mangler, who was a starter last night with two key hits.
Yeah, they were big hits, and, you know, I can't say enough about the job that Q's doing at the top of the lineup for us. And he hasn't been driving in a lot of runs, but he's been getting on base and scoring a ton of runs. But last night he came up with a big hit. And, you know, he played like a veteran last night. He made some very good defensive plays. He's flying around at first base and doing a lot of good things for us. And then, you know, Jake Mangler, I think he started 9 games for us, and he's got 12 RBIs, and every single one of them has been a big RBI. And, you know, he's just one of those guys that really knows how to compete, and I love his background. He's a football player, basketball player. You know, he came from a high school that didn't have a ton of success, especially in football, and his senior year they end up being number one in the state. So, you know, he's familiar with building a program and an attitude and staying positive. And, you know, what a great addition to our lineup he is. And he was our best player before he got hurt. And we've really missed him. And it's good to have him back, even though he's probably only about 80-85%. I want to get him through this weekend, have him help us win a couple more games. And then we can take it easy on him over the next 12-13 days, because, you know, we have a midweek game and then only two next weekend. So, but those guys, those were big hits. We had the one big inning. Our guys stayed after it. After, you know, we had a couple double plays. We were swinging the bat very well, and they finally fell that one inning.
One thing for the top of the lineup to be able to get those key hits, but if you're going to drive in runs at the top of the lineup, that means somebody's got to be on in front of them. And we talked a little bit about this during the post game last night, but the bottom of the lineup, in particular, Toole and Host played the role of table setters after that second inning.
That's exactly. And we've had a couple games where we've scored quite a few runs, and especially the first game of the year, and it's the bottom of our order that did a good job. Same thing down at Austin Peay against Youngstown State. And they've got the capabilities of doing it. You know, those guys down there aren't going to be guys that hit home runs, but they can get on base and create some pressure. And, you know, yesterday we were able to do that with the bunt game. Even though we got some guys and you know, moving, Q was stealing third one time. We hit and run and unfortunately hit into a double play. But, you know, they know that we're going to be aggressive on the bases and bunting. So we got putting a little pressure on them. And, you know, we got that third baseman to struggle a little bit, exposed him and took advantage of it.
Let's go ahead and talk about today's matchup, and in particular on the hill. Matt Dermody going up against a new Saturday starter here. Pierce has got the second lowest ERA on the team, but this is going to be his first Big Ten start. Break him down for us.
You know what? He's got great numbers. I think a 1.93 or 1.97 ERA. You know, but he hasn't gone more than four innings this year, or four and third innings, I think my son Casey told me. But, you know, it's going to be a little different for him when you see a guy a second and third time. It's a definite advantage for the hitters. So, but, you know, when you have numbers like that, he's a quality pitcher. And you know, he's got a fair amount of walks, not a ton of strikeouts. So I think really what he's going to be, the guy's going to mix it up a little bit and throw a pretty good breaking ball. We saw him on film on the way here against Illinois, and, you know, it looked like he throws a slider, changeup, and works in and out. So probably very similar to the righty reliever that came in yesterday, Vaught.
We take a look at Derm. Derm just kind of gave me kind of a sly smile and a nod as we were walking out here to do the interview. Looks like he's ready. Really across the board, though, I guess if you want to call it confidence. I wouldn't call it swagger just yet, because you need to go on maybe a little bit more of a run to call it that. But this team right now looks like they've got the right mindset. Is that a fair way to put it?
You know, I really think so. In fact, I told the guys before the game yesterday, we were walking around with a little swagger. You know, I saw something a little different from the guys yesterday before the game, and which was good to see. Now we need to build from it. Swagger's a good thing. Overconfidence isn't. And, you know, we got so many nice guys on this program that we need to get a little swag about us and a little attitude. And it's starting to come, you know, and these next 2 days can be big confidence builders for our program. And, you know, we need to come out and punch Nebraska in the face right now. You know, like I mentioned, Coach Erstad had some very critical, very harsh words for his guys. He's trying to motivate them, and that's one way a coach will do it. And so they're gonna come out, they're gonna show some fight, and we gotta be ready for it. And I'd like to punch them in the face and keep taking it to them.
You got fairly deep into their bullpen, four different pitchers last night. Brownie came in to throw an inning and two thirds, but he did it on an economy of pitches, only 13. If you need him again, he should be ready to go today, shouldn't he?
Yeah, without a doubt. He'd be mad if I didn't. So he definitely will, and he brings our guys have a little different attitude knowing that we have Brownie on the backside and a sense of confidence. And which is good to see. You know, he's as good as they come in the Big Ten, without a doubt. And he's embraced his new role. He's taken a leadership role, and it's it gives our team some confidence. So he will be ready to go. We don't want to use him for more than about an inning and two thirds again, though. And but we have everybody else. Hansey's ready. Kaufman, who has been absolutely tremendous out of the bullpen's ready, and Fangman. So we're sitting pretty good, and we have seen a lot of their guys. And, even if it was just for a couple batters for their first lefty, we've seen them, and we got a good feel for how they throw.
All right, Coach, it's 1-0 Iowa leading the series, looking to make it 2-0 on a gorgeous Saturday. Good luck to you again this afternoon.
Thanks a lot.
That is Iowa head coach Jack Dom. We're going to take a quick timeout. Our player profile, when we come back, you're listening to Hawkeye Baseball from Learfield Sports.